You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I know many of you are kind of concerned about this one headline that took the news today, where Hispanics' new leading cause of death is cancer rather than heart disease. And I've had many listeners and emails going, okay, which cancer? What's wrong? What are we at risk for? Why cancer? It's actually, you know, the glass is half full on this one. What they're saying is heart disease has gone down so much in our Hispanic population that now it isn't considered the number one killer, cancerous. So it's not that cancer has risen and that there's something particularly our Latinos are exposed to. It's that heart disease and us being able to fight heart disease and diabetes has improved so much that now deaths to heart disease have fallen to the point where it's not the number one killer in the Hispanic population. Okay? Heart disease still all across the board with all other ethnic groups is the number one killer. Even though we talk about breast cancer and prostate cancer and endometrial cancer and colon cancer and skin cancer, etc., still the number one killer across all ethnic groups besides now Hispanics is still heart disease. But it sounds like heart disease has fallen to the point where in the Hispanic population, cancer now is number one. Keep in mind, death rates for both cancer and heart disease have been dropping. Okay? They believe with all the other ethnicities, we are going to see cancer as the number one killer within the next 10 years. This is something I've been predicting on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Nobody listens. Fine. You know, we got to wait till CBS News comes out with it for everybody to go, oh, really? Heart disease is dropping? We're going to be more at risk for cancer? Well, nobody listens to me. And again, it's not that you're more at risk for cancer. It's because you're outliving the heart attacks and the strokes, God willing, you are going to be more, you'll have an increased chance of being diagnosed with cancer later as opposed to dying before you ever get diagnosed with cancer. That's why when we talk about prostate cancer and how people say, well, most people will die before the prostate cancer gets to them, which I hate that statement. I hate hearing that. Well, most people are going to die before the prostate cancer kills them. They'll die of some other means. They were saying that because, of course, heart disease was the number one killer. Well, now we're doing a pretty damn good job fighting heart disease that, yes, we're living well into our 70s and 80s. So a prostate cancer that sneaks up in your late 50s or late 60s, to me, shouldn't be ignored. Now, CBS News is reporting here, overall cancer will probably replace heart disease as the nation's top cause of death in the next 10 years. Boy, is this a fun, positive story, said Rebecca Siegel, the American Cancer Society lead author of a study, blah, 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 blah. They think the crossover point could be reached as early as this year or in the next 2 years. They say the reason why this happened among Hispanics first is that they are younger on average than non-Hispanics, whites, and blacks, and cancer tends to kill people earlier in life than heart disease. Okay. You know, we're still, though, fighting the issue of obesity. As obesity is on the rise, that puts you more at risk for heart disease. So, and not only heart disease, cancer as well. So, you're starting to see this switch over now, this crossover now, where, remember last week we had a story where they said, you know, many obese people don't get heart disease. Many obese people are cardiac healthy. I have a couple of those patients. I mean, the arteries appear clear. No cholesterol, no diabetes, good arteries, are just overweight. And I'm like, no. Go back to the heart doctor. I don't believe it. We do have a subsect of obese people whose hearts are fine. Unfortunately, their obesity puts them more at risk for heart disease. Okay. They say, Hispanics are the nation's largest and fastest growing major ethnic group, and many of them are young immigrants from Mexico. Most heart disease deaths are in people 65 and older. The vast majority of Hispanics in the U.S. are under 55. They say in Mexico, however, it's more of an older population. Diabetes is the biggest killer, with cancer number two. They say, interestingly, none of the states where cancer has overtaken heart disease is in the Southwest, which has the largest Hispanic populations. Instead, most are in the northern tier, like Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and four states of upper New England. We still have the stroke belt. We still need to make improvements in the stroke belt, where we have Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, those states in the southern U.S. They still appear to have the highest obesity, highest rate of heart disease, and highest rate of stroke. So we need to get rocking and rolling there. But let's tell you what we're going to be talking about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like they have they've been playing around with these things for years, but they claim they got one of the newest laser injections that could hopefully replace a needle stick, which is nice. Kids are eating too much salt. Woman contracts the plague after being bitten by a stray cat. We also have a theory that if your bride has pre-wedding jitters, she may be more at risk of ending the marriage. We need to talk about that. Also, it looks like sperm has been captured in 3D for the first time, so they could actually see the corkscrew tails. Pretty interesting stuff. We always love talking about sperm on this show. They're just so cute. Honestly, sperm, you have to admit they're really, really cute. And keep in mind, I mean, you know, on this show we talk about mucus, we talk about colonic mucosa, we talk about sebaceous cysts. So yeah, you got to go with me on that. Sperm are cute. This is a Dr. Dahlia Show. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have some of your calls that have been coming in even when we were off air. We'll be playing those when we come back. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Also, Facebook. When you fiddle around on Facebook tonight, don't forget to search The Dr. Dahlia Show. Find that and connect. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Big thanks to everybody on board, and big thanks to you all for listening. All right, we will be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Talk Superstation for playing us live now. Looks like all 3 hours during the week. Again, I apologize with the holidays, how I've been missing some shows here and there, but I promise we're giving you as good a solid programming as we can. We're doing the best we can, guys. We're doing the best we can. And a big thanks to XM Radio for also broadcasting our show as well. Before we get to some of your phone calls that you've left for us, looks like Jerry Sandusky will be sentenced October 9th. Former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky, convicted of 45 counts of child sex abuse, faces the his sentencing and possibly life in prison October 9th. Pennsylvania Judge John Cleland, who presided at the coach's June trial, finding him guilty of abusing 10 victims over 15 years, set the sentencing date Monday in an order, adding that he will also determine whether Sandusky should be classified as a sexually violent predator. All right. Maximum penalties for Sandusky's offenses total more than 400 years in prison. Sandusky does intend to appeal the conviction. Defense attorney Joe Amendola has attempted to prepare Sandusky for the possibility that he may never emerge from prison. You think? All right. Since Sandusky's conviction of June, in June, he's been awaiting sentencing in solitary confinement at the Center County, Pennsylvania Correctional Facility, has declined requests for comments. Let him think about what he did. Now they can't have him among others. They can't. People are, these other inmates, they don't like him too much. If you don't think we're very happy with this guy, imagine the inmates he's with. So, yeah, they have him solitary confinement to protect him. All right, guys, let's go to some of your calls. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia.
Hello.
I listen to you on the XM radio. I am a truck driver.
Ooh, amen.
Thank you for inviting us into your show.
You guys
rock. My question is, I have a not really sinus infection. That's what you're talking about right now. But my biggest thing is whenever I bend over, my left side of my nose will start draining. And actually, I think it's infected because after I blow my nose and clean it and everything, it gets sticky and tacky like fluid that's inside my nose.
Mm-hmm.
So what should I do? How can I prevent that from happening?
Mm-hmm. No, it's interesting. People will tell me all the time, you know, I move my head in certain directions and one side will drain whereas the other side wouldn't. You hit it on the head. Whenever it starts getting sticky, starts to have some color to it, usually we start thinking of infection as opposed to allergies. It's clear, watery, runny, which is why whenever we think you have a sinus infection, we don't like to use sometimes these over-the-counter antihistamines because we don't want to dehydrate or desiccate the fluid part of it. And I really apologize if any of you are eating right now, because once it starts getting sticky, it's harder to run and flow out the sinuses, and then more infection could settle in. More bacteria can replicate, and then you have more of an infection. So we almost want it to drain. I always recommend let the nose drain sometimes. You know, we're always, you know, sucking it back in, you know, because we're either on the radio or waiting tables or we're on TV, and I can't stand doing that. I'm always sucking it in. The problem is you really need to blow it out. Blowing your nose is probably one of the first things we should all do whenever we think we have some sort of an infection or allergies. Blow your nose. And I know some of you are like, really, you got to give us that advice? Yes, I do. I can't tell you how many people refuse to blow their nose. They don't want to have boogies left in their nose. They're afraid they're going to miss the Kleenex. They don't want to get their hands dirty. You cannot suck all of it back into your throat and swallow it. You have to blow this stuff out. So first and foremost, blow your nose. Now, don't do it too heavy because we don't want to pop your ears. But you got to get the stuff out. That's why we sneeze. It's a defense mechanism. Our body sneezes to get the junk out. Now, if it does start to get sticky, etc., and you do have an infection, you know, these sinus infections are hard to lick without, sorry for that choice of words, you know, without antibiotics. I mean, if it's a true sinus infection, you know, I don't like to mess around with it with homeopathics, unfortunately, because I don't know enough about the homeopathics to know if they work. Not that I'm saying anything bad about homeopathics or anything natural, but if you think you have a sinus infection, you need to get that knocked out with some antibiotics. Now, if you're in that state where they can't tell and the doctor's like, well, it may be viral, flushing is a great thing to do. That's why you hear all this news about neti pots. Neti pots is where you could flush your nose out. Do not use tap water. Use filtered water, bottled water, sterile water if you can, but I mean if you can't, don't use tap water because we've had a couple cases of people getting the Enta-Amoeba Histolytica up in their nose or the Nigeria Fowleri up in their nose from the tap water. So sometimes flushing out the nostrils are good. Now, allergy prevention, which we've talked about, is crucial to prevent chronic sinusitis because once you start having inflammation in the sinuses and you start collecting the gook, any bacteria that's sitting there and harboring there will set up shop and have a party. And we were talking about how women on birth control may already be harboring staph type of bacteria. Staph bacteria could be very natural in those areas. We're not talking about the nasty MRSA staph, but they've noticed that women who are on birth control are more prone to holding staph in their sinuses. Now, we aren't saying women on birth control are more prone to sinus infections, but they just found that to be kind of an interesting tidbit of news. And that's probably the subject you were listening to when you called in. So, yeah, my recommendation is if you're starting to get copious amounts of stuff coming out of your nose, it's starting to get sticky, it's probably a sinus infection, get to the doctor. In the meantime, while you're trying to wait for the doctor's appointment, try and flush it out. If not, and you don't want to stick things up your nose, hot showers. I love hot showers. The hot showers, the steam, opens up your nostrils, helps flush things out, and just keep blowing that stuff out. Make sure you're eating healthy, get some good vitamins in, etc. All right, great question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, many of us hate with the capital H injections. We can't stand needles, hypodermic needles, any type of needles. Well, apparently, this is going to be published in Optics Letters, September 15th issue, where there are painless microjet injections powered by a laser. They've been playing around with this for a while. Could one day replace injections from delivering flu shots, vaccines, and other medications? Researchers in Seoul National University in South Korea write about this. They're all very excited. The device uses an erbium-doped yttrium aluminum garnet. I know. I wish I didn't clean out my closet. I could have used that. Or a YAG laser. ER YAG laser. Wasn't there a TV show YAG? Or was that JAG? There was a TV show that had a G in it. Anyway, it drives tiny, precise stream of liquid drug with just the right amount of force. It uses multiple pulses of laser beam at lower energy, thereby delivering a significantly higher dose than the previous version, the ND-YAG system. Oh, yeah, what a cluster that was. Report senior author Jack Yeo, professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering, colleagues. I got to tell you, you know, I don't want to make fun of these guys, though. These guys, honestly, if they could replace the needle, you know how happy we all would be? They said here, still the hypodermic needle is the instrument of choice, probably because it's cheap, right? And we know that we could stick it. I don't know if I can handle this whole laser pen, YAG, erythium, aluminum, garnet, erbium. I'd be so darn confused. They say the laser-driven microjet injector can precisely control dose and the depth of drug penetration underneath the skin. Now, this is important because I can't tell you how many shots are given halfway. Kids are screaming, people are moving, people are jumping. Some of the new nurses a little too nervous about getting it real deep into the deltoid muscle or the glute. And medicine is spewing all over the place. So if you know how deep in that person's butt you need to get that, no, I don't think the YAG laser is fit for buttocks of my size. I think, I think they have to upgrade on that one. For the average butt, they could figure out how deep to go. Centimeter, 2 centimeters, etc. They say the type of laser in their device is commonly already used by dermatologists for facial and cosmetic treatments. Ooh, I wonder if they could do Botox injections like this, because I'm going to be needing that soon. They say a series of very short laser pulses lasting no more than 250 millionths of a second each generates a vapor bubble inside the driving fluid. The bubble creates a pressure or elastic strain on the membrane, which forces the drug to be ejected through the tiny nozzle as a narrow jet, no more than 150 micrometers wide or slightly thicker than a human hair. Wow. That's cool stuff, guys. Whew. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. We're going to Alaska next June for, I believe, 8 days, 7 nights, and it is going to be exquisite, leaving from Seattle, going up the Inside Passage. A great vacation, good rate, lots of extra goodies that get thrown in because we do a group. And, of course, I like to throw in goodies. Goodies are fun. So please check it out. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Look up Alaska Cruise, get some details, and get in touch with a travel agent so we can book that for you. All right. We have some more of your calls. Let's try to get to another one before I get to more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc Dolly. My name's Leanne, and, you know, I don't mind you broadcasting this, but I have a question because it comes up so often. I've had breast cancer, And so I'm not supposed to have any estrogen. And, you know, of course, as you get older, and I'm in my 50s, you know, your estrogen level goes down and you can't get any estrogen. And so it kills your sex life. And no one ever thinks of that. They're like, do this, do that. But it's like, well, wait. You know, I've had cancer and I can't get any of that stuff. So, you know, you got to kind of figure out what do you do. So just wanted to throw in my comments into the ring.
No, honey.
And I hope to hear it because I do listen to Kay Dawn a lot.
Oh, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you. Yes, unfortunately, once you've had breast cancer, the reason I wish you were live is I'd love to ask, you know, if I'm assuming you had the estrogen sensitive type of breast cancer. Yeah, you know, when you undergo breast cancer treatment, they will use medicines like tamoxifen, to prevent your own natural estrogen from, stimulating more of the breast cancer. So if you've ever had estrogen sensitive breast cancer, you are not allowed to take postmenopausal estrogen hormonal therapy because I guess studies have shown that a recurrence or a new breast cancer on the other side could develop. I know there's been some touch and go with soy products. There haven't been enough studies saying soy products are completely safe, so they aren't recommending those either. And it's extremely frustrating because, you know, going through menopause is bad enough. You got the hot flashes, you got the vaginal dryness, you got the mood issues, the lack of sleep, you got the weight gain. That's just menopause. Accelerate that with your anti-estrogen therapy for having breast cancer, not to mention the psychological trauma of having had cancer and the fear of you getting a recurrence of cancer or it coming on the other side. I mean, I don't know how people cope. I would be an absolute mess. And so, you know, God bless you for going through what you're going through. Unfortunately, no, there's nothing that we could say right now that's safe. Now, what we do then rather than estrogen is try to treat some of the side effects. Like, for example, if you're having some hot flashes, sometimes we'll use Effexor, which is venlafaxine. It's in the antidepressant family, but we use it for people who don't have depression to use for hot flashes at the, 37.5 dose. There's some small doses that we could use. I believe even there's a 25 milligram dose we sometimes play with. There's also clonidine, which is a medicine we used to use or we use for blood pressure. Clonidine could help with hot flashes. Neurontin, gabapentin could help with that. Many women will try acupuncture, but it is difficult. You're right. There's not a lot that we could recommend. I mean, for sex, we recommend a lot of lubricant, but unfortunately, with the vaginal wall thinness, you're still at risk of tearing. You know, if they were able to come up with an amount of estrogen, like a vaginal topical estrogen that they know wouldn't be absorbed, that could be safe. There would be a huge market for that, for both postmenopausal women and post-breast cancer women. And it'll help sex drive. Estrogen, remember we talked about estrogen when we were talking about last week about sinus infections and women on birth control having bacteria in their sinuses, where it kind of boosts the tissue, makes it kind of more, you know, plumpy and juicy and whatever. So it's a lot more vascular, less friable. You know, we use estrogen a lot in postmenopausal women in the vaginal area to kind of do that. And again, I apologize if you're eating any sort of lunch or if your child's in the car. But unfortunately, there's some systemic absorption of that estrogen, and you can't take a chance. Breast cancer scares the heck out of us. If breast cancer was a walk in the park, maybe we doctors would be a lot more lenient with the estrogen, but it isn't. And it scares us. And we are so scared of you getting breast cancer in the contralateral breast or you're having a recurrence that nobody wants to mess with it. You know, also keep in mind, if 1 in 8 women get breast cancer and there's a certain incidence of how often you'll get breast cancer in your lifetime, you having breast cancer doesn't mean you're done. Like, all right, you got your cancer. Now you could live happily the rest of your life. You are still at risk, if not more, for your getting breast cancer, even if it's not the same one. And so, you know, this fear and this paranoia, no wonder it drives women to, doing mastectomies. I wouldn't recommend that. Again, I think, you know, breasts are extremely important for our bodies and part of our physique. And, I wouldn't recommend it unless it's a woman who strongly feels this is something they want to do. I've never recommended to a woman to just have the mastectomy, if it's something that could be treated or if she's at high risk. But I do understand why many women make that choice. Say, to heck with this. Let's just get rid of the breast. I can finally take some estrogen. All right. So hang in there, honey. I hopefully they'll come up with something. I mean, honestly, they need to work on this. I agree. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is kind of an interesting article written by Angela Dowden on dried fruit that could treat everyday ailments. This is kind of cool. Many of us avoid dried fruit because it makes us poop. And even though we need to poop, unfortunately with me, dried fruit, we get the unpredictable pooping pattern. And when I'm busy or I'm about to go on TV or in the middle of my radio show, I really can't stop. They have been thinking at GCN to bring me in a porta potty. So while I'm sitting here, I could use the bathroom so I can increase my fiber. It just, I don't know if I could control any sounds. Now, here we go. They say raisins can help osteoporosis. Raisins have boron. Mm-hmm. It's a mineral documented to reduce bone loss in postmenopausal women. They say throw raisins on your food. Average boron intake is 1 to 2 milligrams a day, but a minimum of 3 milligrams is healthier. Don't take more than 10 milligrams of boron. No, don't go popping pills. You go and get the raisins. They say dates are good for helping you with fatigue. Dates have a low glycemic index. They're sugary. They're yummy. If you eat it with protein, you could feel full. I love dates. My favorite cereal was, years ago, the 2-pound box of Quaker 100% natural. I think they still have it out, but it was a purple box. It was my favorite. If you want to cut back on the gout, you could eat dried cherries. The anthocyanins in cherries, especially the sour or tart ones, do help arthritis, gout, post-muscle exercise. A study from University of Michigan revealed that a cherry-enriched diet reduced inflammation markers in animals by up to 50%. Cherries are good. I like maraschino cherries, but they don't count. High blood pressure could be treated very, very slightly with dried apricots. Why is dried apricots so good for blood pressure? You got the potassium. Apricots have 3 times the potassium content of bananas. And remember what we talk about when it comes to heart, you know, fruits, vegetables, etc. The potassium is key. I don't want you popping potassium. I'd rather you pop the apricots. Dried, you're likely to eat more. They're tasty, but let me warn you, they will make you poop. Of course, bladder infections, many of us have used dried cranberries. Dried cranberries actually do seem to reduce the stickiness of E. coli bacteria. The proanthocyanidins are the active ingredient to prevent the bacteria from being sticky. Prunes, of course, help with constipation as well. And figs have iron. So you could get some figs into you. I hope that helps. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right, so a woman contracts the plague after being bitten by a stray cat who was choking on a rodent. This happened in June in Oregon. We've heard of cases where people get the plague, bubonic plague, from kitty cats. All right. headlines had hit, we had heard of Paul Gaylord, who had contracted the disease, spent, I guess, a month on life support a couple months ago. Fingers and toes were black, had to be amputated. Luckily for her, I believe she was diagnosed before Paul Gaylord was. So anyway, the woman is asked not to be identified. This was actually a family friend of hers who was, remember, Paul was up in Oregon also. That was a family friend. So anyway, they found the distressed animal choking on a rodent. When they both tried to help the cat, it bit them. 4 days later, the woman started showing symptoms of the infection. And Gaylord, 60 years old, was the one that ended up being on life support and needed amputation. However, her symptoms were not as severe, but she did have fever, chills, pain, lymph nodes, was treated with antibiotics. Luckily, with early detection, she survived. Now, these cats, when they have the plague, it's sometimes all you could tell is that they're coughing. And it's a coughing type of, well, how many cats cough when they're coughing up hairballs, when they're coughing up? So my recommendation is if you ever have contact with a bite or prolonged respiratory exposure to one of these animals, and then you start feeling funny, get it checked. There was a lady who had died up in Lake Tahoe years ago. We're talking 20-some years ago, where her little kitty cat wasn't feeling good. And the kitty cat was on her chest, and she was rubbing the little kitty cat like we always rub our little kitty cats because they're our little baby tushies, aren't they cute? And they be lovey-dovey. Anyway, little kitty cat was coughing on mama's chest, and I guess was coughing up the plague and gives the woman the plague. Cat died and she died. So as much as we love our cats, we probably need to keep them at arm's length. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what we've been trying to keep at multiple arm's length for many of us are sperm. Now, apparently, scientists have found, I tried to come up with a good transition, arm's length, legs length, condom length. Sperm have been captured in 3D for the first time, revealing corkscrew swimming patterns. I know, they probably will make a 3D movie. You notice they make 3D movies now of everything? Notice how they're going to resell Raiders of the Lost Ark by having us watch it in 3D. And, of course, we're going to go. We love Raiders of the Lost Ark. My husband's like, we have to see it. I go, we've seen that movie 2,768 times. He goes, well, we're going to see it one more because it's in 3D. Finding Nemo, I got to see that because it's going to be in 3D. So I bet that they will make a lot of bucks on this sperm 3D. Scientists, I guess, have tracked the paths of sperm. It's the first time they've been successful in 3D mapping the trajectory of sperm. Yeehaw! I always think of that Bruce Willis movie, Look Who's Talking. Yeah. You know, where they're like, yeah. 3D mapping the trajectory of sperm, and it's revealed a few things about the little critters. Some sperm swim in corkscrew-like patterns, and others are hyperactive and hectic. So sperm have strokes. Now, who is the sperm study leader? His name is Idagen Ozean. His group put sperm, I hope it wasn't theirs, on a silicon sensor chip and shown red and blue LED lights from different directions onto the sperm to track their movements and plot each sperm's path 3D. That would be a very cool science fair project. Oh, Johnny, what did you study? The vast majority of the sperm followed a typical path, more or less a straight line. But some Homer Simpson type of sperm, you know, just kind of went roly-poly. Others were helical. Others were corkscrew. Others were hyperactive and were kind of jerky, right? Oh, there is a video. Oh, I wish I could show you guys video of the sperm. Anyway, so for those of you that actually want to imagine, have a visual of what's going on with the sperm, there's actually a video of that. Pretty cool stuff. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Pre-wedding jitters, they say, may be a bad, bad sign. A four-year study of 464 newlyweds found those with doubts were less satisfied in their marriages. Women with doubts who married anyway were 2.5 times more likely to divorce. UCLA researcher Justin Lavender said, unfortunately, it doesn't allow us to say if it's doubts about the partner or doubts about the marriage in general. They say doubts specific to the relationship or partner are generally worse than doubts about the marriage in general. Now, this is published in the Journal of Family Psychology. 47% of husbands and 38% of wives had doubts. Among women, 19% who had doubts were divorced 4 years later versus 8% who didn't. In men, 14% who had doubts were divorced 4 years later. Okay, now my husband and I were married in 1996. So we are going on our 16th year. We were married December 22nd, 1996. The Macarena. We were playing the Macarena. And we were playing Hakuna Matata. The wedding song was Baby Got Back. Mm-hmm. No, actually, he wanted me to walk down the aisle to Why Don't We Get Drunk? That song. And my mother, of course, said heck to the no. But I mean, he's still married to me. I don't think he had doubts. I didn't have doubts. Remember, I wanted to get married ever since I was 3 years old. So as far as I'm concerned, I had planned it. I was like, nope, perfect. But him, I think most men have some doubts. They're like, really? This is the one I got to spend the rest of my life with? And I'm not a very good dancer, not a very good singer, can't cook. But I mean, he stuck it out. So I'd have to say, we are definitely an exception to the rule. They say a lot of people have jitters, a subconscious feeling something may be off, but they are swept away with the whole experience of getting engaged, of getting married. Everybody wants to believe it'll work out. They say the study also found that in 36% of couples, neither partner expressed doubts. However, among those of which neither partner had doubts, 6% still got divorced. Here's the thing. I really believe in intuition and the whole sixth sense. So I believe if you get that feeling that says don't do something, whether it's getting into a car with somebody or meeting somebody for the first time and you get the heebie-jeebies or the spidey sense, I really believe in spidey sense. The only problem is now all this talk on, getting the jitters can now make you nervous. You know, and you don't want to go into it expecting that you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, you want to go into it saying he's the one, he's the one, he's the one. Now, I do have to admit there's a lot of people that have this time frame in their mind that they need to be engaged by age 24, 25. They need to be married by the age of 28 and have the first kid before 30. There's some people that have that, and they will come hook or crook, live that timeline. Those are the people who I think are really at the most risk. All right? But those that just, oh, my gosh, I'm in love. I can't believe it. I never expected this. Those are the ones that seem to do well. I never expected I was going to marry my husband. We were dating different people at the time, and then I got dumped, and I don't know what he did, or if he got dumped, or he dumped her, or I don't know what was going on, and it just happened. And, just like me and GCN, right? GCN Network and I, we have a wonderful, wonderful relationship. It just happened. Me and my microphone just fell into their arms. And I think those are the best relationships. I really do. Where, you know, it's like, whoa. But again, don't freak out. But do listen to your spidey sense. Okay, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you later. If for some reason I'm not live, still call into the show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Still follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Email us anytime you like. But most of all, be healthy. God bless.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.